Japan's embattled government received a fresh blow today when the new disaster reconstruction minister resigned because of criticism he was rude to officials on a trip to the tsunami-ravaged coast. Ryo Matsumoto berated a local governor for being late to a meeting and threatened to withhold aid. He stepped down and apologized.
My heart is with the disaster victims, more so than most people, but my words were lacking and even rough at times, and what I said came across the wrong way.
Nearly 4 months after the disaster, tens of thousands of people forced to evacuate the area around the damaged Fukushima nuclear power plant still don't know when they'll be able to go home. That story from the BBC's Roland Burke.
A roadblock enforcing the exclusion zone around the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant. The police have thrown barriers across the road. They've got flags, flashing lights and batons. And the only vehicles that are being allowed through are carrying men in radiation suits and masks on their way to deal with the disaster. Everybody who lived closer than this to the power station has been forced by law to evacuate. But those who live just behind me, just outside the exclusion zone, well, they've had a difficult decision to make. Radiation, of course, is carried by the wind. So should they stay or should they go? Fruit shop owner Yoshiyuki Nunokawa hasn't been put off, even though the overgrown gardens and light traffic on the streets show many of his customers have left the town of Minami Soma. He's still selling boxes of cherries grown in Fukushima, keen to support farmers in the prefecture.
I took over the shop from my father, so I feel that I must keep it going. And as long as there are still customers, I think it's my duty to provide fruit to them.
But 6 hours' drive away, up in the mountains, the Kawamura family are among the many who've gone. Mother Yukie and her two children, 12-year-old Kururu and 8-year-old A, have been living in a room in a traditional Japanese ryokan inn since the middle of March. Even once the futons have been folded away in the morning, there's not much room on the tatami mat floor.
Bye-bye.
Every morning she waves the children off for the walk to the local school, where they're fitting in well. But when she thinks about what they've left behind, she cries.
I was born and grew up in that town. But when I think about what's best for my children, I can't go back. I didn't want to leave at first, but my father was worried about his grandchildren. He said, if you have the opportunity to go, you should.
A noodle restaurant has been opened up just down the road by another family who fled the nuclear crisis. Kazuo Tanaka is 70 years old, but doesn't look it. At an age when most men would have retired, he's been forced to start again after losing everything.
What's happened has happened. So as far as I'm concerned, how I'm going to rebuild my life is more important than anything else.
Mr. and Mrs. Tanaka used to run a karaoke bar in Minami Soma and were renowned for their performances. Their song is about a yearning for home. But cleaning up around Fukushima will take years, and they've already decided they're never going back.
That report from the BBC's Roland Burke.